Thank you for calling customer service. This is Christina. Can I please have the zip code on the account that you're calling in about?
85297.
Thank you. And the first and last name on the account?
Well, I'm not sure. I got this charge on my credit card, but I don't recognize the charge, so I'm trying to run this down. Do I have an account? I don't know.
Okay. What would be the first and last name?
Catherine Pruce.
Pruce?
P-R-E-U-S-S.
Okay. And can you verify the address for me for security purposes?
4121 South Penrose Drive.
Thank you.
Gilbert, Arizona.
All right, I'm waiting on your account to pull up now.
I am on the telephone and you're being rude. I have to talk. Excuse me.
Okay, I see that you have a tablet on the 4th of July.
Oh, okay. Okay. That was some special promotion thing that I got a notification for?
Yeah, it looks like it was a contest entry. You enter to win the tablet, and then they pick a winner once a week.
Oh. Okay. So
all
you
right.
Pay $7.95 to enter?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I thought it said on there that I had actually won it and it was being shipped to me.
Okay. Now, you should have probably gotten an email that said they're in high demand right now and not everyone wins, and they would pick a winner and get send you an email if they pick you.
Let me just look here. Completed order. Okay, now it says order date. Thank you. Okay, order date and order number. So when it says order number, that's not...
No, ma'am.
An actual order. That's just you got suckered in and you paid $7.95 and you're not going to get anything.
Well, some people do. I mean, it's like the lottery. I mean, people do win.
Uh-huh. Well, on here it says complete order. So that makes it sound like, okay, yeah, you got this. And so you're ordering it.
I'm very sorry about the misunderstanding.
Bait and switch. Okay.
Okay. Well, there wasn't any, okay, well, I'm so sorry about the misunderstanding. Is there anything I can do to make you happy?
Reverse the $7.95?
Okay, let me see what I can do. 1 second. Just 1 second while I'm speaking with my supervisor. Sorry for the wait. Okay, I spoke with my supervisor, and I'm sorry, I won't be able to refund the $7.95, but I will get you canceled out of anything else that you might have been canceled in. I'll make sure of that, and I'm very sorry about the misunderstanding.
All right. Well, thank you for your efforts.
All right. You're very welcome.
Okay.
Thank you for
Bye-bye.
Calling customer service. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.